Good day to all the boo people out there that might be listening to this audio. This one is just a basic audio file. I do plan on doing some other audio files that are, to me, very interesting. Things in the industry of business is looking real good, and I just feel like I need to share that with people that might be interested in that. A true way of, you know, working from home without all the bullcrap scams that you see every day. And just to talk about that, even though I'm not going to talk about my business in general, though, I just want you to know that. Just give my opinion on how it seemed to me like there's so many make money from home scams out there. It really hurts the ones that really do work. And it takes away the opportunity from people to actually get involved in one that does work, because some people like to work from home and some people do better by working by themselves and not having to have someone stand above them all the time and tell them what to do. And really, that's what my business is. And again, I'm not going to get into none of my business stuff, but that's what my business is. But just because of the way a lot of these businesses have launched and then they fall, you know, it really hurts good products and good home business strategies. So anyways, that's my opinion on it. And I do, you know, encourage those of you that really are looking for a way to, you know, work from home to listen to my audio booze about business. And my next title for business, look for one called You Can Succeed, Part 1. and that's going to kind of be talking directly about, you know, why my networking and why my home business is different from any of the other ones out there, and why that it is that you can make money and so on and so on. So be looking for that. But anyways, off of the business stuff, people don't want to hear about business all the time. You might already, either you're retired or you got a job you're just happy with, and that's fine. So, anyways, hope everybody's doing good. My wife is sitting here watching her soap operas.
No.
Oh, no, I guess not.
My daughter is watching Netflix.
Oh, okay, the daughter. Mackenzie, my daughter, she is on Netflix. But, I also want to bring up another thing. Facebook. Why do they keep on updating and changing their news? There's the news feed. A new update is coming out, and I don't know if it's came out yet. Let me ask, have you been on Facebook today?
Me?
Yeah.
Constant. Why?
Has there been any changes yet? Do you see anything new?
No.
Okay, so maybe they haven't launched it. I missed the tech TV at 1 o'clock today. I was actually shooting my own live video for my business, so kind of had to do that first, which is another .TV website you can go to and watch live feeds and all that stuff, which is kind of cool. I'll talk about that in some other audio boo. But I don't know why they do all these upgrades, because here's my thing. If something works and it looks good, and mostly for us that are visually impaired, when they start doing these updates again, okay, two things are going to happen. One, it's either going to continue to be accessible or more accessible, and that'd be great. Or the negative, it turns into where it was in the beginning and not being as accessible. Because right now I can Facebook, I can even go on the Facebook page on my iPhone and it be accessible enough to navigate. I can even use the app and it's accessible enough to, you know, navigate. So the thing is, when they do this, what is it going to do to us? I want your guys' opinion on this. What do you think about it? What do you think about web pages that keep on upgrading stuff when it works? Because see, I have the theory, not really a theory, I have the feeling and the belief that if something works, why mess with it, right? It's kind of like if my wife, if she stopped working and didn't work the way I wanted her to, I'd just have to, you know, change her up a little bit. No, just kidding. But, I mean, so, yeah, there you go. I'm just kind of hanging out in the living room right now. I stepped out of my office. I think we did almost over an hour and a half of a live TV video feed for the business. And it went well. It broke down into two parts. It recorded so long, and then you gotta, you just pretty much just kind of refresh. You save what you did, and then it starts right back up. And it's taught me a lesson to let people know that when they're watching that, hey, when it shuts off, don't leave. The page will refresh, and the audio will pick back up. So, you know, or they, you know, can refresh or whatever. But, anyways, I'm just kind of hanging in the living room right now. Relaxing for a few minutes. I got the Chihuahua. She's, you know.
Ready to have a good dinner?
Yeah, and we're having a great dinner. My wife is going to make, you know, you can buy the chunks of meat to, like, do beef stew? Well, she's going to take that and mix it with red potatoes.
I'm going to fry it in red
potatoes. Fry it in with red potatoes. And then she's going to add
Sauteed and buttered
mushrooms and onions. It sounds really good. And so, sounds like a good supper. And now the dog wants me to throw the toy, so I'll throw it, and she'll go get it, and she'll bring it back, and it's going to turn into a back-and-forth situation. Anyways, that's the deal. That's what's going on. Guys, I do encourage you to listen to the Building a Business While Having a Better Life. I encourage those of you that might be interested to listen to those. I encourage you to listen to the new one that's coming up later today, to You Can Succeed, Part 1. And it's going to go on to You Can Succeed, Part 2. Or, you know, because I kind of started off building a business while having a life, and I got off track on the numbers, so people end up listening to one that already did, which is fine, but I'd like to try to keep them, you know, in order. So I'm going to do this one. It's going to be called Building the Business / You Can Succeed, or something of that. But you will see the You Can Succeed in the title, okay? So, yeah, there you go. Just hanging out and all that good stuff. One second.
I said, I think about my password being changed.
Really?
I didn't do it.
Okay, I was just checking to see what my time was. I don't know why it's going to my speaker when I'm talking, but it is. Okay. For some reason on the iPhone, it, when I take it away from me, it acts like it's on speaker. Okay? But then again, I can't hear what's, you know, what it's saying when I'm swiping my finger. I'm going to try something else here. Yeah, that's weird. I even tried to put it to my ear and then back down to the, like a distance away from my face or mouth, and it acts like it's on the speaker, but yet it's not because I don't hear it. I don't know why it's doing that, but I'll figure it out, I guess. And it looks like I only recorded like 9 minutes, really? Seems like longer. Seems like when I record, I think I record longer than what I already have, you know? But anyways, just wanted to update that. I'm just kind of hanging out at home, be looking for some more audio boos. I'll probably throw in maybe another one, maybe possibly two more today, so. If you're not follow me on Twitter. It's A&E Marketing. You can also look up A&E Marketing on Facebook. And most of all, check out my website, because I really got some cool stuff coming on. Even if you don't get involved into doing work from home or nothing, I got some free stuff coming up on that as well, like audio stuff, like describe movies and just other informational stuff that you can find there that I'm, you know, so. Be sure to write that down, www.a, the word and, amandemarketing.com. So two A's in the beginning. amandemarketing.com. Hope everybody's doing well, and I will talk to you guys a little bit later on. Take care.